The Honourable Michael Kirby is a past Justice of the High Court of Australia. In May 2013, he was appointed by the United Nations Human Rights Council to lead an inquiry into human rights abuses in North Korea, which reported in February 2014. Welcome today to Nostalgia Town, Michael Kirby.
Thank you for having me.
Michael, what were the formative cultural experiences you grew up with? What were your favourite songs, your movies, film, other stuff that affected you?
Well, when I was young, I was sent to get me out of my parents' hair to the Odeon Theatre at Concord West in Sydney, and occasionally to the Melba Theatre at Strathfield. Both of those have been pulled down since then, unfortunately. But Hollywood and Batman, Hopalong Cassidy and all those sorts of things were a regular fare on a Saturday. My father loved Noel Coward, so we had lots of Noel Coward records. He also enjoyed the singing of Dame Joan Hammond, who was the predecessor to Dame Joan Sutherland and Joan Carden. Seems all great Australian sopranos were Joan. Joan Hammond sang opera, but usually in English, and it made it very accessible. So we had musical comedy at the Tivoli. We had Joan Hammond on the records, and it was Saturday afternoon at the local cinema.
And you're talking about things like Batman and Hopalong Cassidy. They were the serials, weren't they, at the movies?
Well, I think they've gone back to Batman. I believe everybody is now looking at Batman, and they're looking at Captain Marvel. All those things of my youth are coming back, and a good thing too, because that was good, wholesome stuff.
I would have thought that reading comic books in your dad's garage might have been, a little trivial. But not for
well,
you.
Well, everybody needs a little bit of trivia in life, I'm afraid. You can't be absorbed in the Encyclopedia Britannica or now Wikipedia all the time. But we had quite a lot of classical music, wonderful recordings of Josef Schmidt. He was a tenor in Germany, but he was Jewish, and he suffered as a result of that and was banished from Germany, and he died soon afterwards. This is in the post-war era, and it had been a pretty grim time with the war and the suffering and the discovery of the Holocaust, and therefore it needed a little lightening up on a Saturday afternoon.
You did mention the Hollywood music, Hollywood movies, and perhaps Hollywood musicals had a bit of an influence on you too.
Yes, well, I went to the cinema, as I've said, and I think I was doled out ninepence. If you went upstairs, you had to pay the whole ninepence for the admission. So I would pay sixpence, go downstairs, no velvet seats. These were vinyl seats and lino on the floor. And I would cheer the heroes of the screen, who were basically American imports, as most people get today. So it was Captain Marvel, Batman and Robin, and Hopalong Cassidy, and Gene Autry. He was another star of the Saturday afternoon cowboy films.
A previous guest on the program was John Bell, and he did make a point about how it did seem that as he was growing up that particularly film was imported, and he spoke about the cultural cringe, in particular with the wonderful Summer of the 17th Doll being made with American actors. Did that affect you at all, that cultural cringe?
Well, I think all Australians felt at that time that they were part of the glorious British Empire. I mean, we're talking about just after the war. We just survived the war. We just won another war. We were rather proud of that effort, and it was a good war to win, if I can say so. But being British, it's hard to explain it now to young Australians, but we felt we were part of a big world family of English-speaking countries, and the King was the head of it, and that was just how it had been for a long while, and that was how we expected it would stay forever. But very soon the exhaustion of the war and the loss of blood and treasure led to independence to many countries, and even Australia eventually became more independent-minded. But there were movies movies and actors. Chips Rafferty was a well-known Australian actor, and he appeared in movies immediately after the war. But it's true, as John Bell has said, there weren't many of them. But we didn't really, I don't think we would have thought of it at the time as a cringe. We would have thought, well, here we are down in the South Seas. We are part of the family of British nations, and we contribute our few, but most of the tops of the pops were from Hollywood, or increasingly in those days, British actors and actresses. And there was a particular cinema in Sydney CBD, the Embassy in Castlereagh Street, that only showed British films. And being a very loyal sort of a chap, that was the place I would normally go to and see the British films, because they seem to be more serious than the lightweight Hollywood fare that was served up in most of the cinemas.
Do you suppose that the Australian cinema tradition is more influenced by the English one than the American one?
I would have said that back in the time of my childhood, but with television came the swamping of Australian culture by so many of the old black and white movies and regular features, soap operas, Bilko and Hawaiian Eye and Boyd QC. Well, that was an English show, but there were so many films imported that you saw yourself through the prism of other English-speaking countries. Not too many foreign films. There was a cinema in Bly Street, the Paris, and it used to have imported films from Scandinavia, Ingmar Bergman films and French language films, but overwhelmingly it was English-speaking films from countries other than Australia, mostly American, but some from the United Kingdom.
And was radio a part of your life growing up?
Oh, very much so, yes. We were addicted to the Argonauts on the ABC. I was never myself an Argonaut, but I used to listen to the serials that were such a feature of those times. I remember one of them was about the capture of whales in the Antarctic. And of course, in those days, we were on the side of the whalers. But nowadays, that's very politically incorrect, and we've all got to be on the side of the whales. But not too many of the children of my time were on the side of the whales. The whales were big monsters that you had to harpoon, drag in and slaughter. But the radio was the means of majority communication. Later on, we were allowed to switch to 2GB. And on Sunday nights, we'd hear hymns from all churches. This was a time when Australia was much more religious than it is now. And you'd listen to the hymns sung. I still like to hear hymns played and sung, and maybe that will come back at some time. But on the radio station, there was John Deese, and he had a program called World Famous Tenors. I think that was on a Sunday night too, and we would listen to the famous tenors. It was introduced by a song sung by Jussi Björling, the Scandinavian tenor. This was None Shall Sleep from Turandot by Puccini. So we got a good serving in my home of classics, not heavy classics. I mean, a Bach cello concerto didn't appear very often. I believe Barry Jones has nominated a few of those, and I came to that music later on in time. But at the time I was growing up, it was generally a bit lighter than that, and recordings of famous singers. And we all loved Joan Hammond. She had a wonderful voice. And in fact, later I got to know her, and my partner and I had lunch with her and her partner at the Royal Sydney Golf Club. She was a great golfer, but she had a magnificent voice, a sort of a mezzo type of soprano, but a very great opera singer.
Michael Kirby, you're 80 now, and...
Did you have to mention that on a public audience? Oh, I'd like people to think I may be about 60.
Oh, well, look, maybe I can edit it out, but, you know, this show is meant to remind us that ageing can be fun, and I want to ask you, do you think, can ageing be fun? What are the benefits of ageing?
Well, to be honest, I don't think of myself as an old fogey, and I'm still extremely busy, and I'm flat out with conferences. I got back on Tuesday of this week from Budapest, where I was chairing the Human Rights Institute of the International Bar Association, looking at worldwide problems of human rights. And I went yesterday, immediately after, to Melbourne, talked on the National Diversity Council of Australia on the issues of human rights in our own country. And next week I have to go to a session in Melbourne for a mediation, a big dispute between parties, which I'll try to help them to resolve. So there's plenty going on. I think life can be fun so long as you've got your health and especially your mental capacities, and that is largely a matter of chance. But your basic musical tastes and your tastes in literature are laid down by your parents at a very early age, and you just got to be lucky in that department. My father bought us records of Shakespeare, and so we experienced Shakespeare on record. Maybe John Bell also had this. Not as a heavy book to be read, but as the dramatic, vivid dramas of Julius Caesar or Richard III or the wonderful language of William Shakespeare. So you've got to be lucky with your parents. If they give you a good diet and a mixed diet, you can be eclectic, and that cultural experience can follow you all your life. And we shouldn't be too narrow in Australia, you know, saying, oh, cultural cringe, we've got to have everything Australian. We are part of an international language and an international culture, and we've got to make our own contributions, but we've got to be proud that we share this with about a quarter of humanity, and it's a wonderful thing that we do.
Do you value, Michael Kirby, your social connections? How important are they to you?
Well, in my life, the longest and closest is that with my partner, now my spouse, Johan. 50 years is this poor man has put up with me, and it's a great blessing in my life, and it's a good thing that I've lived long enough to have been able to marry him, and that was by the vote of the Australian people, and it shows that you can make progress in society. I don't have all that much time for social connections if you're thinking of going to the local pub and putting your elbow on the bar and talking for hours. I just don't have the time for that. I'm too busy with my work and getting on with efforts in the United Nations and in other bodies to deal with the world. Do I value those connections? I certainly do. Do I think that they are important? Well, they're not world-shattering, but everybody has to make their contribution, if they can, to improving the world, make it a better place for the future, because there's certainly many wrongs that have to be righted, and we must never accept wrongs. We have to stand up against wrongs.
I want to thank you very much, Honourable Michael Kirby, former Justice of the High Court of Australia, for joining us today on Nostalgia Town.
Thank you for having me. I'll come back any time. Talk about my very happy childhood. It brings back memories of my parents, wonderful parents, my grandmother and my brothers and sister. Wonderful time in my life.